This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Israel and the United States carried out attacks on Iran today. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in an 8-minute-long video posted on a social media platform that Washington had begun a military campaign in Iran. He said the U.S. military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent the present Iranian regime from threatening America and its core national security interests.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
He added that the objective of the strike is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. He said Iran's menacing activities directly endanger the United States, its troops and bases overseas, and allies throughout the world. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has said his country has launched a preemptive attack against Iran, and he also declared a state of emergency across the country. According to the state media, Iran is preparing to take revenge and deliver a strong response. The strikes came amid heightened strain between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement and growing fears of a wider military confrontation in West Asia. Witnesses said blasts struck downtown Tehran as thick smoke was seen rising in the sky. Apparent strikes in Tehran happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. A warning to pilots was also issued as multiple explosions were reported across the Iranian capital. Several missiles hit areas along University Street and in the Jamhuri district of the Iranian capital. The extent of the damage and possible casualties was not immediately clear. Meanwhile, Iraq has closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. Sirens sounded across Israel at the same time. The Israeli military said the alert measures were aimed at ensuring civilian safety in the event of retaliatory missile fire from Iran or its regional allies. India has issued an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution and remain vigilant at all times in view of the prevailing security situation in the region. The Embassy of India in Israel has asked the Indian nationals to strictly adhere to the safety guidelines and instructions issued by the Israeli authorities and the Home Front Command. In case of any emergency, the Indian nationals may contact the Embassy of India, Tel Aviv, through the 24/7 helpline +972 547520711 and email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a nationwide campaign for human papillomavirus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer, Rajasthan. The campaign was formally initiated by administering the HPV vaccine to 5 girls. The Prime Minister also inaugurated, dedicated and laid the foundation stones of various projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, he will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. Moving on to sports, in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium, Palekele, in a Super 8 Group 2 match this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Earlier, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in a Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.